Well, thank you to all of you who've already sent messages about what you're waiting for. And today I'm going to try and help us firstly to think more about what it is we're waiting for, and then to think about why we're waiting for it. And then thirdly, to consider together how we can best watch and wait through these times. So from the passage, what was Jesus waiting for? Well, this section of Mark in chapter 13, read by Sue, thank you very much, is known by some as the Little Apocalypse. And I think it's fair to say for most of us, this isn't a regular choice of topic for discussion. And if we heard someone speaking today like Jesus was then we may wonder, where did that come from? Well, if we go back to the beginning of Mark chapter 13, we can see it actually comes from an everyday conversation about the magnificence of a building in Jerusalem. And Jesus takes that comment and he escalates it into a conversation about the destruction of those buildings. And so some of his disciples were naturally taken aback and said, when is this going to happen, Jesus? And more importantly, how can we know when it will happen? And that's when Jesus launches into talking about unprecedented and maybe uncomfortable global events that shock them even more. He talks of fake news, of people pretending to be him. He talks of wars and starvation and natural disasters. And also global evangelism. I looked at the website of the mission organisation I used to work for this week, and it encourages us to be praying for the 500 million people in northern India who haven't yet heard the good news of Jesus. So these are things that Jesus foretold. And then it gets more personal, and he talks about against a backdrop in 2020 of inclusivity and a celebration of diversity, Jesus talks about a rise in discrimination and hate against Christians. He talks about murder within families and terrible suffering for those most in need of help. Then at the start of our passage, it talks about the end of the physical world as we know it, because that's the appointed time for Jesus to return. That's the appointed time when no one is going to be able to say that Jesus isn't real, because this will be a worldwide spectacle where everyone will see Jesus coming in clouds with great power and glory, it says. And in that instance, those who believe in Jesus will be gathered to him to celebrate the glorious salvation that he has enabled for them. So that's what we're waiting for from this passage. But why are we waiting? That's the next section of my talk, not the next song. Or why are we watching? Well, we're designed to need hope. God has made us in such a way that we can't exist as robots with nothing to look forward to. Maybe some of us manage that better than others if we need to, but God has made us, hasn't he, to be hopeful beings. Hopeful of better things for ourselves. Hopeful of better things for our families and for all those that we love. How do I know that? Because we're made by God, our Creator, to be many representations of God, our Creator. We're all the work of his hand. And no matter how much we've become like one that's unclean, no matter how much our righteous acts are just like filthy rags, no matter how much, like the wind, our sins sweep us away, as we heard in the passage read by Samuel, Each man and woman and child has something of God in them, something that may appear hidden, something that may feel long gone. But it's there like a spark that can light a fire, like a snowflake that can begin an avalanche, like a single prayer that can join with others to call for revival in our broken world. So we're waiting and watching because God is working through his salvation plan through time and space and history. And therefore, in our lives and in the life of every and any person on earth who wishes to accept it. Finally, how can we watch and wait this Advent? Well, if you're waiting for Christmas, do you have your decorations up? Did your heart warm to the candles being lit and the light being beckoned in? If we're in the camp of people waiting for better weather, I wonder if you check the forecast every day, and we'll do so even more as winter passes and spring arrives. If you're waiting for a vaccine, how excited you must have been when news came of the different vaccine trials and their results, and how closely will you be staying on the pulse of who's going to get it and when? Now, when's the day for me and for those that I love? There used to be a phrase, "You are what you eat," which I used to find a silly phrase, but there's some truth in saying that as we consume something, whatever nutrients are in that food influence our nutrients level towards that. However, I want to suggest a similar phrase this morning, that you are what you're waiting for, or you are what you're watching for, or maybe you become those things. And if all we're doing is watching for what might happen in the next day of work or school or home life, or watching for how we might entertain ourselves, then there's a danger that that can start to define us and we can get dragged into thinking that's all there is, which may be what so many other people around us feel to be true. We have to look out for Jesus. I mean, who'd think anyone would find any evidence at all of him after 2,000 years? Yet as we seek, we will find. And the more we look among other people, among events, the more we'll find. Thing is, we've got used to, as a human people, to knowing everything that's going to happen. We have calendars forecasting every significant event. We have regular events like the Olympics that happen every 4 years without fail, don't they? We thought we could make everything predictable. We thought we could control everything. Yet now we understand just a bit more about what the truth means when Jesus said no one knows about that day or hour. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only the Father. So that's why we must listen to Jesus when he says, be on guard, be alert, keep watch. Watch for signs of hope within individual people as we pray for them to know God's love for themselves. Watch for signs of change in governments as we seek for them to be guided by the omniscience of God. Watch for renewal and revival in ourselves and others as we look to Jesus in God's word and in prayer. Heaven and earth and everything around us we see will pass away. Yet these words of Jesus that we listen to and take on board will remain and be there when we need them most. Because these days of darkness will pass and the cold of winter will melt away as the twigs get tender and the buds emerge into leaves and flowers and new life. And in Jesus and in his words, there's hope for us all forever. Amen.